in the lunchtime edition. The energy minister promises there will be no job losses as three state entities are merged into the newly formed Barbados National Energy Company. The rebranding rolled out this morning. Government funding now ready for PSV operators to transition to electric vehicles. A 33-year-old St. Michael man identified as the victim in Barbados's 13th homicide for the year. And a church group announces plans for a weekend of prayer, including a youth rally dedicated to the memory of 13-year-old shooting victim Shonaton Chase. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Minister of Energy and Business Senator Lisa Cummins promises there will be no job losses as three state entities are merged into the newly formed Barbados National Energy Company, with the rebranding rolled out this morning. The company merges the Barbados National Oil Company, BNOCL, and the Barbados National Terminal Company, BNTCL, with the National Petroleum Company, NPC, to be also merged into the new entity over the next year. Speaking during the rebranding ceremony this morning at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center, Senator Cummins gave the assurance that all employees will be retained.
To those of you who are uncertain about your own role in that future, I'm standing here and saying to you once more, this energy company has a place for you. There are no redundancies as a consequence of this transition. All of our jobs in these companies are secure. All of them. I want to assure you of that.
She explained the reason for delaying merging the NPC into the new company.
I want to take a moment to say to you that the reason we have not done NPC today, as I discussed yesterday, is simply because it is easier for BNOCL and BNTCL, who are already companies, to be folded into a new company. There are still some things that you and I know we need to get done, and we need to get done smoothly. Those things will continue, and then we will fold the NPC, which is a statutory entity, into the BNECL, with everyone's rights being preserved and never disadvantaging people.
Senator Cummins outlined an ambitious vision for the new entity to accelerate Barbados's renewable energy transition, including a lead role for government in solving the battery storage issue, a major wind energy project, and a push into the powering of vehicles using natural gas. Meantime, she announced that the government funding is now available for the public service vehicle sector to switch to electric buses.
We have commenced, having received from the Ministry of Finance the resources into fund access to support the transitioning of the private sector vehicles into electrification. Those monies have now been received by fund access, and together with fund access, the Ministry of Energy team, the Smart Energy Fund, and the AOPT and their teams, we are now designing a brand new facility to finance the transition of the PSV sector into the electric sector.
Minister of Energy and Business Senator Lisa Cummins. 33-year-old Stephon Miller has been identified as the 13th homicide victim for the year. The police say Miller was sitting on the step of a shop at Quakers Road, Carrington Village, around 10:45 last night when he was approached by a man. An argument ensued, and Miller was shot in the head, chest, and arm. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Miller's relatives gathered today at his home at Nurse Land, Tweedside Road. His mother, Jessica Miller, tells Starcom Network News that her first son, Antonio Miller, was stabbed to death 2 years ago. And now losing Stephon is also tough, as he was a mentor to her nephew.
My son was very loving. He had bubbly love. which is his nephew. Love him to the max. Just love him. This was his baby junior. He used to call him Baby Boss. So this is Baby Junior, and he was Baby Boss for him. And he just loved him. Yeah, his family too, but he'd be missed a lot by everybody in the community because he was very bubbly and nice. Do anything for anybody, you know?
Jessica Miller, mother of the deceased Stephon Miller. Meantime, a neighbor and close friend of the deceased, Dale Rowe, had positive memories of Stephon.
I remember Stephon as a very loving fellow, man. Stephon taught me, you know, how to wheelie bicycle. Stephon taught me, you know, the first time I sold ackies. You know, we went with the tree shirt out here. We picked the ackies. We sold some ackies as some young boys at 11 and 12. And then we paid for our first movie at the Globe Cinema. You know, Stephon always was a very good influence. You know, I personally terrified by what happened.
Dale Rowe, the deceased, was the stepson of the late former Nation photographer Antonio Miller. This is the latest. Well, a local church group concerned about the gun violence is calling for an urgent return to Sunday school by this nation's youth. The Combined Churches group has also made an appeal to Barbadians to join them next month for a series of events aimed at promoting positive music and influence across the country. The events are being held under the title Weekend in Paradise and themed Barbados on Fire. Co-organizer Pastor Clavel Weeks said at this morning's launch, there will be a special youth rally dedicated to the memory of 13-year-old shooting victim Jonathan Chase.
Jonathan Chase lost his life last week, and so we will dedicate one of our events to his memory. Weekend in Paradise is a multi-event activity which spreads over 3 days. It is designed to impact the island of Barbados, mainly through positive music as well as through events that will affect all areas of family life. The theme, Barbados on Fire, is meant to awaken a synergy spirit where we can all work together for a common goal. And so we are not only calling on young people to get back to Sunday school, but we are asking all Bajans to get back to church. On Sunday, May the 4th, we are asking all Bajans to dedicate this day to attend church or some spiritual gathering where the theme will be aspects of biblical fire.
That's Pastor Clavel Weeks speaking at the Faith Temple Ministries International Church earlier today. Minister in the Prime Minister's Office responsible for culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Monroe-Knight, says education should be about more than just academics. Speaking at the opening ceremony of the College Expo 2025, she stressed the importance of helping students develop a wide range of skills and talents to prepare them for a life beyond school.
The principal said that education is about more than just the academics. In order to make full and rounded students, we have to make sure that we make space for all of the skills and talents that we have in the potential that you hold. The ethos of educational transformation, as much as it is grounded within the primary and secondary institutional framework, the ethos is much larger. It is about the extent to which we can create students and we can create an ecosystem that is supportive of the ambition to create students who can make their own space within the global society, who are going to be able to make sure that they can actually apply the skills and the knowledge that they have gained throughout their school experience.
Minister in the Prime Minister's Office responsible for culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Monroe-Knight. Well, it's an anxious wait for world leaders with details of U.S. President Donald Trump's April 2nd tariffs still largely unknown. Global markets have been volatile as investors prepare for a massive slate of import taxes. The European Union says it's ready to retaliate, while the UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says he wants to avoid a knee-jerk response. In the Oval Office today, President Trump told reporters he has settled on what the tariffs will be for tomorrow, a day he has dubbed Liberation Day. The measures will come on top of tariffs already imposed by Washington on aluminium, steel, and vehicles, along with increased levies on all goods from China. Our top stories. The Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins, promises there will be no job losses as three state entities are merged into the newly formed Barbados National Energy Company. The rebranding rolled out this morning. Government funding now ready for PSV operators to transition to electric vehicles. A 33-year-old St. Michael man, Stefan Miller, identified as the victim in Barbados's 13th homicide for the year. A church group announces plans for a weekend of prayer, including a youth rally dedicated to the memory of 13-year-old shooting victim Shonathan Chase. And U.S. President Trump finalizes his tariff plan as the U.K. promises a calm response, but the EU says it's ready to retaliate. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group, Amstead Sinbad. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.